Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? Welcome, everybody, and I am super pumped to have an awesome guest today. His name is David Baer, and David is somebody that I actually met on a train coming back from NAMS in Atlanta, and this was the first time we actually got to sit down, and I was just blown away by his knowledge of Facebook, primarily advertising stuff, and that's what we're here to talk about today. So, David, how are you doing?
I'm great, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Awesome, man. Thanks so much. Well, anyways, I want to get to know you, and I'd like my audience to get to know you. Can you tell us a little bit about your backstory, how you went from performing arts to being a wino?
and now to what I'm doing now, yeah.
Exactly.
So I started out as a stage manager. I actually went to college and studied opera stage management, and I toured with New York City Opera for a little while, worked on and off Broadway, and ran a performing arts center for about a decade. All of that included a little bit of marketing. In fact, back in 96, I built my first email campaigns and marketed, you know, the sales of tickets and that sort of thing. But I left the performing arts world to continue in event production, but in the wine industry. And I then became a marketing guy in the wine industry, utilizing a lot of, you know, traditional offline marketing tools, but starting to creep into the online marketing world and online marketing communications with our clients. We imported and distributed wines, and so I was communicating with my sales team to our customers using the internet, using, you know, PDFs and digital communication tools. And when I left that industry, I continued to consult with wineries, but expanded my consulting to other sorts of businesses as well. And we found that Facebook was really just starting to get mature in the quality of their advertising platforms for all sorts of businesses. And that's when I really started to geek out on Facebook and Facebook ads.
Very cool. So tell us, who needs to be using marketing on Facebook, advertising, whatever? Who needs to be using this and why?
Well, the first answer I would give is everybody. But frankly, it's businesses that sell to or market to or want to develop relationships with consumers. Now, that doesn't mean that a B2B business can't succeed on Facebook, but it's a lot easier to connect with consumers because Facebook has tons and tons of data about us as individuals, and therefore it's easier to connect. We'll talk about that, I'm sure, going forward, but easier to connect with individuals based on their personal profile, personal practices. But it's also possible for B2B businesses to connect with prospective customers and buyers there as well. It is a gold mine, and so it's very, very few and far between that you're not an ideal sort of business for Facebook.
Sure, totally makes sense. So, you know, tell us about, and I think the thing that people need to understand, the concept of what makes Facebook so cool, not only is the ability to narrow down the audience, but it's something called a targeted pixel. Can you explain what that is? How does it work, and where would people use it?
Okay, well, but before we jump there, I want to sort of give a little context to how Facebook marketing works and how the ads ought to and should not be used. So,
cool.
Facebook ads are basically, you know, a point in the middle of the marketing funnel, which is to say that it's not the point where you're first connecting with that prospect, although you can. And it's not the point where you're making the sale at the end, but it's sort of that conversation in the middle. where Facebook works the best. And so it's either that you've established a relationship with somebody in your place of business, and you've collected their email address, and you now use that email address to connect with them on Facebook. We'll talk about how you do that in a minute. Or you have people who are fans and followers of yours already on Facebook, and then you use the advertising to take that, you know, those followers or those likes, you take that relationships one step closer to them spending money with you. But unlike Google, for example, or any other search engine or ad that's out there on the web that is blatantly promoting something, you cannot overtly sell on Facebook. It's not what the platform is used for effectively. It's not what we as consumers are there to do. We're not there to shop, right? We're there to engage with people and things we enjoy spending time with. And so that's the context for it. Now, you asked about a pixel. And here's part of the power of Facebook. In addition to all of the data that they've collected on us as individuals over a decade of their existence, plus all of the data that they get from their marketing partners, their big companies that collect and sell data, and Facebook aggregates that into all the information they have about us as individuals. So we have the power to target a very specific individual in our ads. We can communicate a very, very focused message to a very tight group of people based around their everything, you know, related to demographics and psychographics, but also behavioral stuff. So, you know, I can target people who are moms who are into yoga and into green living, who live in the Bay Area of San Francisco and spend money on, you know, oh, I don't know, I was going to say, you know, reusable diapers or something, and I probably can do that.
Really?
But that may be a little bit too... yeah, you can. But that's how specific you can be. So what do you do with that? If you can target that specifically, how do you use that to your advantage? Well, you enter into a conversation with these people. I'm using the word conversation in you know, air quotes here, but you bring them into a conversation by offering a piece of useful information to them and connecting with them someplace outside of Facebook. You can actually connect with them someplace inside Facebook. We'll touch on that a little bit later. But when you pull them out of Facebook to, let's say, a blog post or an article or a page on your website that has a video that's going to share with them something really useful about, you know, oh, I don't know, contaminants that are in diapers and why you want to be using, you know, reusable diapers instead. Who knows? That's a place where you have the opportunity to plop down in the background on the back of this web page what's known as a retargeting pixel. This is the question you asked me about five eons ago before I started down whatever path I was going down. But these pixels allow us to track what these people have clicked on. They've come over to our website, and it says, "Hey, you know, Facebook advertiser, this person's actually interested in what you have to share with them." And as a result of that pixel being there, we can use that information to show other stuff to them on Facebook. Maybe they've come over to that page, they've watched that video, and we have a call to action at the end of the video. Hey, if you're interested, why don't you click this button and get a free download, you know, of you know, a list of things that are going to help you on this subject a little bit further. So they go ahead and they click on that. They're taken to another page where, guess what? There's another pixel, and that pixel tells us, all right, that person not only went to the first page, but they went to the second page and completed a process that we're trying to bring them through and get them closer to that goal we have in mind, which is to engage with them in some other way, sell them stuff, probably. So that's the idea behind these pixels. They help us track the actions that people have or haven't taken, and as a result, we can better continue that conversation with them back inside Facebook through continued ads. So somebody who didn't make it to that second page, they didn't do that download, well, we can invite them back to download. Hey, here's an ad. Hey, you missed that free download that I had. Why don't you click here and get it now? That's how these pixels work.
Gotcha. And I think most people who don't even know what a retargeting pixel is or how to do some of this stuff have experienced it, because let's say they've gone to Target and they looked up reusable diapers. Then all of a sudden they're on Facebook, and the next thing you know, you start to see these ads for reusable diapers show up. And then if you go to Google, you start to see ads about reusable diapers, and it follows you everywhere. So as soon as you do something, that one pixel is going to be able to follow you to multiple different sites, and that's one of the powers inside of Facebook, right?
Exactly. You know, I always describe this, and I jumped over that part of it, but I always describe it as, you know, those annoying ads that follow you all over the internet? Well, you too can do that for your business, right? But it's incredibly powerful, as I've just explained.
Awesome. Digital stalking. I love it. It's so cool. All right. So what do people need to know about using Facebook advertising? And you kind of touched on it. I mean, you talked about being the middle ground, that it's not the beginning. It's not where the sale happens. But, you know, what do people need to think about when they're doing this as far as who they're trying to target? What kind of budgets? I mean, what are we talking about here?
Well, I think one of the things that I see a lot is that, and this goes for all advertising, but because I'm in Facebook, I see this constantly, that when an ad is put up, that there's no real consideration about who the ad is for or what you want to get out of it. You're just putting up an ad. And I see this all the time, that, you know, maybe a business that, here's an example, a spa, right? The majority of their clients are women between, you know, a certain age range. And what do they typically do? Well, they'll put an ad up. They won't define the gender that they're trying to advertise to. They won't define the age range, and maybe they'll be smart enough about defining the geographic area that they're marketing to. But I had a client who was running ads to the entire United States for a local business before I got involved. So I just gave you the example of how you can so finely target an audience of green mobs in the San Francisco Bay Area. If you're not using that to your advantage, that's a huge mistake. So that's one thing that people, I think, really need to know before they enter into the process, is that they have to really get a sense of the frame for their advertising, that they have to know who they're after, and then there has to be some continuity between the message and the audience. And finally, the place that you bring them from that ad. So where people click over to when they click on that ad. That if there's no continuity, people don't know what to do next. We need to be fed the directions, the instructions from our from these ads that we're putting out there. As consumers, we need to really be told what to do.
Gotcha. Great tips, man. So, David, is there any common mistake or mistakes that you see people making when they're trying to just get into Facebook advertising?
Yeah, I would say that there is one huge mistake that I see all the time, and I alluded to this a little bit earlier, is that when you put an ad up, that you really don't have a goal in mind. And I think that's the thing that is really, really important, to know what you want your outcome to be, because if you don't know where you want to go, then there's no way to track if you've gotten there, if you've had any success getting there. So that's one huge mistake. The second mistake, and this is one that I think is partially the power of Facebook advertising, as well as our ignorance as business owners. You don't have to spend a lot of money on Facebook. And so very often I'll have a client talk to me about what they want their ad spend to be, and they're thinking about what they're spending on the radio or they're spending on their local newspaper. And so they're talking about hundreds of dollars a week on Facebook ads, which is not necessary. You can have great success on a very, very low budget, and I'm talking about something like $5 a day.
Good stuff. So, David, thank you for sharing all that great information. You have a system that's going to help people better get their arms around this kind of stuff. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. I put a course together called Profitable Posting, and the idea behind the course is really not to teach Facebook ads just on its own, not to teach how to, you know, create a great fan page on its own, but really to understand the context and the overarching architecture of Facebook and how to use it as an entire, I don't want to use the word ecosystem, but perhaps I'll use the word ecosystem. So the idea is that Facebook is really about not just advertising, not just building the relationships, but the entire process of starting that relationship, how to position your business effectively on Facebook, and then how to incorporate advertising into it. And so I put it all together in a video course with a whole bunch of PDF downloads to help people in their businesses understand the tools available inside Facebook.
David, great stuff, man. I really appreciate it. And actually, I've got your course, and I've learned a handful of awesome tips inside of there. So I think it's something that people will be able to appreciate. But anyways, I appreciate you, your time, and thank you so much for joining us today. If people wanted to get a hold of you, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, the best place is to reach out to me on my website, which is Baer, onmarketing.com.
Awesome. Hey, David, thanks again for joining us. I got a lot out of this. I know my audience will get a lot out of it. So thanks again, man.
Oh, it's been a great pleasure. Thanks so much.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.